The AFL has just released the first few rounds up to round five. So 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll read out your text very shortly and take a few of your calls on it. 1300 736 736. Couple coming through on the speckled text now. Quite a few about Geelong. I'll read those out a little later on. And one from Steve here. Wonder if the Tigers know how to get to Marvel Stadium. Thanks for that, Steve. But Mark Evans has been good enough to join me, Gold Coast Suns CEO, and there's a lot of games on the Gold Coast and in Queensland because it's the Sunshine State. It's a nice place to be. And their state laws have allowed the hub system to take place there. So they've had a number of ducks in a row for a while, and they're going to get a benefit from it. Welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on the line, firstly.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. 7 matches here at Metricon Stadium for the first or the next 4 rounds, if you like, with 2 of those teams literally staying a stone's throw away, and the 2 South Australians will come a week later, staying about 3 or 4 kilometres away.
I'm really excited about the publicity win you're going to get, Mark. I presume it's going to put the AFL on the back pages of papers right around Queensland, but especially in your neck of the woods for quite a while.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why we fought so hard, we knew we had great facilities here and we could meet the demands for the clubs that were coming. The resorts sort of speak for themselves and the weather's fantastic. But the opportunities to promote the code here when there won't be NRL matches and we can have lots of matches here at Metricon Stadium and turn all of the eyes of the Gold Coast and Southeast Queensland to the AFL.
So what kind of plans have you got in place to let everybody know, to actually make this work for you long-term, Mark? Because it might only be a short-term thing. It might only be this first hub of games. And the last thing you want to have is, you know, in a month or so's time, it has the opposite effect. There's no games at Metricon and everybody turns their attention to all the other stuff. Because let's face it, Oktoberfest is going to be ridiculous. Late in this year, we're going to get every sport that's ever been played at the one time.
Yeah, and we have to be prepared to do things differently. It's not like we can walk in with Nick Natanui and Nat Fyfe and wander down to the local school or the local club. But we've been talking to the clubs in the AFL about how we use the digital media promotions, and certainly the local TV stations and local newspapers will be well behind all things football. And hopefully, as restrictions ease, we might be able to take even more advantage and maybe people can come along and see some of the footballers in action. But I'd have to say that looks like it's another step or two ahead yet.
And what are you going to do with the grandstands at Metricon? Have you got any plans? We've seen other sports around the world think of cardboard cutouts and some way of making it look a little nicer than just empty seats. Have you got anything planned?
Yeah, and really we're working with 4 other clubs here who also will need to activate some things and the AFL. So discussions with the broadcaster, whether we go to things like activations around the concourse that can be seen or signage that can be seen, maybe some additional signage. And we might even have a sneaky little thing we're working on as well, hopefully, that we can pull off. But I better sit on that one for now.
But it would be good visually from a TV perspective for those people who are sitting at home, or good for the players playing and their perspective?
More likely, we'd like to try and capture some of the TV attention. We did talk, lots of talk about, do you pipe in noise and will the players like that? Do you play songs that the players like between goals? And I'm not sure we got a really good look at it in round one, but we should be experts at this by the time we get through this season.
Well, give us a hint, Mark. It's a visual thing for the TV audience, yeah?
Yeah, it is. We're trying to find a way to integrate something visually. There's some technical difficulties to it, so I won't promise it just yet, but we think we'd be the first, maybe even the world, to get it done if we can make it work.
Gold Coast tourism. We could see tourism in Australia being one of the big bounce-back industries. So Gold Coast has been a great tourism destination in Australia for a long time. We know that. Could you and Gold Coast get together and make this work for both of you?
I think that's what we're looking to do with government support and local government support. While we have the teams here and we've got the eyes of the nation turning this way, we're not going to be in lockdown forever. And because we won't have international tourism, then I'm sure people from all over the country would love to get themselves to Southeast Queensland. It's a great destination to be in from July through to October. I'm not sure when the borders might open up, but at some stage we have to start advertising all of that and reminding people what's here, and football can help us do that.
And is it going to be an important psychological change for your club, Mark? You have been seen as an outpost. That's one of the reasons you're up there, because an AFL person needed to head up there and give an AFL perspective on so many big issues. But the players are now going to look at this as all of a sudden you guys are the centre of the AFL universe.
Well, there's no doubt there's some advantage in that. You'd love to be able to have crowds to come along and really take advantage of it and have people flying in for all of these matches. But I still take a look at the long game. And if we can continue to excite Southeast Queensland about AFL, it has been progressing enormously over the last 5 to 10 years. And if we can keep taking some ground, then it has to swing in our favour. I know the schools programs here are enormous. The junior club programs are now only limited by space. This might be the sort of thing we need to be able to talk to government to open up more space for AFL, more ovals rather than rectangles. And doing the right thing by them and promoting Queensland at this period of time should hopefully have a payback for us somewhere down the track.
Peter Vlandis is aiming for some sort of crowd at July 1. What do you see on the AFL's agenda in that space? We know that in some states you can have 50 people in an indoor space coming up. It's going to be ski season opens from June 22. Indoor venues with 50 from June 22. Picture theatres, concert venues, etc. Where do you think that's headed? Because we are headed back in that direction fairly quickly right now.
Here we are, and I think it's difficult to predict where we might be in 4, 6, or 10 weeks' time. And I know there's lots of discussion around what do you do in the grand final. For example, for a grand final type event, would we be prepared to have people tested as part of your ticket price that you've paid for a test of COVID-19? Might mean that we can get more people into the ground. I know there's a group at the AFL looking at it, and stadiums and ticketing agents are certainly looking at it. We need to be ever mindful, though, that we're going to need the social approval for that comes from government and health authorities. But I think if we take a couple of plans to them and then somewhere mid-season, maybe we can have a look at that.
Queensland government seems to have been more open to those kind of plans, not necessarily the crowd end of the spectrum, but at least the hub and having teams come in and out end of the spectrum. They seem to be the ones that prepared to listen to stuff like that.
Oh, they've been very good to deal with in terms of all of those things, and always trying to find a way with inside of the proper medical protocols to look at how things could work. But again, in Queensland, at the moment, I think there are 4 people in the state who are in hospital with the coronavirus. And so we've probably had it a little bit better than most parts of the country, and hopefully it stays that way as well. If we can prove that these quarantine hubs work well and there isn't any increase in community transmission, then I'm sure we can have some good conversations about what might be the next easing of restriction.
Talking to Mark Evans, Gold Coast Suns CEO. So just to pluck a number out of thin air, so 500 was allowed at the end of June. How would you decide who was among your 500? Or if August said 5,000, how would you decide whether it would be, you know, long-term members or high-paying sponsors? How would you decide as a club?
Well, it's interesting. I would love to honour those members who have decided to stick with the club, even if they had to go into some sort of a ballot. You would love to look after them first and foremost, but there might be an opportunity to look after good corporate partners as well. So let's hope we have that problem to face. And even if we're running some in one game and then a new set of faces in for another game, that would be a great position to be in.
And before I let you go, do you see this as a little bit of an advantage for you? You might be able to finish higher on the ladder than ever before?
I don't know that it'll work necessarily as a home ground advantage the way it normally would. I think when it comes to judging equity in this season, we might have to look at the total number of travels that a team has, and particularly if you have to travel on the day and then play. In a normal season, we would have some teams travel 10 times and other teams maybe travel only 4 times. This season, maybe equalisation means that every team should travel six or seven times, and I think that might be a better way to judge it.
So there, it will never be equal, though, Mark. You've worked at the AFL. You've tried to make it as equal as possible at the AFL, but it's impossible. So do you think there's a level that other clubs have accepted, and this might see it lean towards the Gold Coast a little more because it's not actually giving, I don't want to say a premiership contender, but people would hate it if Collingwood had an advantage or Richmond had an advantage. But giving Gold Coast a little free kick sounds like everybody's on the page because it's a great thing for the Gold Coast Suns to have happen.
I think the Gold Coast Suns will travel as much as any team does. I'm not suggesting that we should have a lot of games at home. But I am saying that if you do travel on the day of the game, if that proves to be a tougher assignment going on the day of the game than the day before, then it might be that every team shares the travel. Instead of staying at home and only having four travels for one team and other clubs like Brisbane or Sydney or having 10 travels, it might be easier to equalise the travel as a way of trying to get the best equalisation of the season.
So you're suggesting those teams in Melbourne that don't travel much might travel more, Mark?
I think that might be not a bad outcome for the season, given the remainder of the home ground advantage seem to be disappeared.
And while I'm talking about Collingwood, Eddie seemed really supportive on the weekend on Fox Footy about this 18 teams forever going forward. We've been talking a lot of things outside of the game in the last month because that's all we've had to talk about. But I think we had an initial period when the game looked in financial trouble when, you know, people were pointing the finger at the Gold Coast. And I've felt in the last few weeks that there's been more of an indicator that the current 18 teams in their current spots should stay forever because that's what we want to make work going forward. Have you seen that little turning of a corner?
Yeah, well, I can only talk on behalf of what I see in this part of the world. And if this part of the world is such a good market for the future for the AFL, then you certainly would not want to retreat from it. You would actually want to make sure that Brisbane Lions and the Gold Coast Suns and Sydney and GWS Giants all have viable operations because there's so much here still to do. We're winning the battle, but we've got more work to do.
Yep, I can feel like there's an indicator with a lot of the movers and shakers in footy that there's a feeling you're going to win the battle. So great to have you, Mark. I really appreciate you joining me. And good luck with winning the on-field battle soon too.
Thanks, Ryan.
Gold Coast Suns CEO.